The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you.
And welcome to the HoosierTalk.com podcast. I'm Wayne Meyer, your host, and today we're with Jason Starr of AirServe of Terre Haute, an HVAC company serving the Wabash Valley. Hi, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Wayne. How are you?
Fantastic. So how... It's a nice day out today almost. It's not too bad. How's the HVAC business going?
Well, we need it to get colder so the business will pick up. But I think that's something, the seasonality of the industry makes it tough. And so it's been a very mild winter. So when you have a very mild winter, you kind of hope for an early and very hot and long summer.
Yes, I know my wife's hoping her hot summer. She likes it hot. So, yeah, it's been the seasonality. Definitely this year was not super cold, not for a long time either.
Yeah, and you look at the forecast, and when it appears like 10 days down the line, you might have some cold by the time that day actually arrives. It's actually not as cold as what they anticipated. So, but things still break. People still need service. Service is much busier than sales at this point in time, but also this is a great time to do a lot of routine maintenance. It's kind of like having a car. People don't understand your furnace works 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You take your car to get oil change or to get, new tires or the wheels balanced or any of those things, but so many people neglect their furnace, which is kind of the heartbeat of the home, and the difference is you have to invite somebody into your home to do that service, and so customer service is a huge thing in the HVAC industry.
Definitely. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, you're right. The furnace is doing something all the time. It's checking the temperature. It's pushing air. It's always doing something, and even if, you got a decent day out, it may not come all the time, and like this year, maybe it's not on as much, and people kind of put that out of sight, like, I don't need to do maintenance on that thing. But and I've come to learn that, yeah, actually you do need to do maintenance on it more than you actually think.
Yeah, no, there are all kinds of things. Changing the filter is a huge thing you can do just to kind of prevent unnecessary wear and tear on the system, and also having a proper filter. So many of these one-inch thick filters you see at Walmart or Menards, they'll say up to 3 months. Many of those, really, when you do a test, may last 2 weeks. They're so effective at doing the things they advertise they do, taking pollen and pollutants and things out of the air. They're actually dirty before they look dirty. And then by the time they look dirty, they kind of have a concave shape where they're hard to pull in and out of that little slot that they go in.
Yeah, I definitely get that. So you're saying 1 to 2, maybe a month and a half, but yeah, we got that little 1-inch thing. It does get concave sometimes, and it's little, I think the last time I changed it a month ago, I had to rip the bloody thing apart because it was so, but I buy the fiber cloth ones. I've seen the blue ones. I don't, you only got a 1-inch. You can't buy those big mega super HEPA filters, but to the customer that's got the 1-inch ones, the blue one or the fiber white cloth one, which one is better?
So the blue one will allow your system to breathe better and work, not have to work as hard. It will not take as many pollutants and things out of the air. So there's definitely a trade-off there. How often are you willing to change that?
So there is a difference on the two, because I just like, now I'm not buying that blue one. I don't know what it's doing.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is taking some dust out of the air. It's not. Now, for people that have a 1-inch thing, they've actually come out with something newer. It's called an electronic air cleaner, and it actually polarizes the stuff as it passes through. So you kind of have the same media or the same fibers that you would get in a regular filter, but it actually will capture 80% more than a 5-inch thick pleated filter. So it's a really neat thing, but it has to kind of be hardwired into.
It's powered, right? You got to set power to this, right?
So and it's only powered when the system is actually running. When you hear the fan running, it also powers, there's something that triggers that.
Wow.
That makes it work. But they are fantastic. and they're very easy, and they can be retrofitted with about any kind of typical slot that you have for your filters now.
Yeah.
You know, the one place where that's not effective when you're using a one-inch filter is, like, if you have a filter in a grill, like where you, maybe in your hallway, you have a grill that's in the ceiling and it actually folds down and you put the filter there instead of at the furnace, that's where it's a little bit harder to have kind of an electronic air cleaner situation. But any system can be retrofitted for new filtration.
So how often should I have an HVAC company like AirServe, Terre Haute, come out and check? I'm thinking once a year, twice a year?
Yeah, so it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. So when you buy a new system, every manufacturer, for the most part, has the same warranty. Most systems, probably 90% of them, have 1 year of labor and 10 years of parts warranty. So in year seven, if you have a capacitor that goes out, the part's going to be covered by the manufacturer, but the, you know, $200 of labor is not.
Right, right.
So, but to keep any warranty valid, you have to show you have at least a once a year checkup or tune up on the system. But in an honest moment, it's much more effective to try to do a twice a year seasonal checkup. And so, and that would be a spring and a vault and kind of in a low season.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there's some value added services they can do. They can, in the spring service, they can clean out the coil on the outdoor unit, because if you've mowed the grass and cottonwood's prevalent here in the Midwest and different things, it's like that can get, you know, it can kind of almost look like a skirt around that coil. And if we can clean all that debris off there, the system will work more efficiently and, you know, we'll save you more money. Versus if it's having to work hard to bring air in, that's kind of the difference. And then in the winter time, a lot of times they might be able to clean off the fan wheel or do different things. And, you know, an eighth, what is it, an eighth of an inch of dust on a fan wheel can reduce the efficiency by almost 50%.
Wow.
So it's a significant thing, just the cleanliness, and that's why the filters are so important.
And so even though you have the cleanest house, every house has dust, and it's all going through that system,
yeah.
Correct?
Yep. Yeah, there, and, you know, so depending on how far you want to go with indoor air quality, I mean, that became a great big thing during COVID. You can get UV lights that take care of all germs and things as they pass through the system and kind of give yourself near hospital quality air in your home.
Wow.
And then there's a second phase light that actually will take out gases. So like when you open a new mattress, like in a box, or if you open any kind of package from Amazon and it kind of smells, like that's called off-gassing. And that second phase light will actually remove those gases from your home.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What about fish odors?
No, I mean, it will take it out. so there's you know, two different ways, two kind of different indoor air quality things. There's actually, you know, kind of the UV lamp thing that actually kills germs and gases and removes them as it travels through the system. Or there's a thing called an ionizer that actually treats the air and causes those things to get caught up in the filter.
So you can have an UV unit inside your furnace and your AC unit or something like that?
It actually goes in the return very near the furnace.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, you know, the other thing is it does emit a little bit of ozone, but what people don't realize when they see that, they're like, oh, that's not good for you. But the thing they don't realize is the ozone that's emitted is the same amount of ozone that you would get just by spending time outdoors.
Yeah, I love ozone.
Yeah, so.
It smells great.
So it's just a little bit of a.
That's that smell you get after a nice rain in a spring or summer day.
Yeah, no, it's a distinct smell. You know, we recently purchased a new vehicle. It's kind of off topic, but they treated the car with ozone because I think the person might have had been a light smoker in there or something, and we're like, that kind of just smells a little bit off. And they're like, well, that's the ozone. And I said, are you sure it's the ozone? I said, well, you treat it again just for me to be comfortable with that. And believe it or not, they treated it again, and the smell was probably even a little bit worse than it was the first time we test drove the car.
Wow.
So it probably took 6 weeks for that smell to completely, you know, vacate the car.
So what can AirServe of Terre Haute and you do for, you know, the clientele here in the Wabash Valley? What can you help them with?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, anytime one of our technicians rolls out, or me as the home comfort designer goes into a home, we try to help educate people on, you know, kind of what they have, what kind of challenges they may have. As far as I know, I'm the only home comfort designer in the Wabash Valley that will do a static pressure test on your ductwork. And that's a big deal, because in order to, for these new pieces of equipment to be valid, that you can only have so much pressure on the return side and so much pressure on the supply side, and we have to add those together. And then if it exceeds a certain amount, we have to then kind of mitigate that in some kind of way. So, you know, the government has regulated so many rules and efficiencies when it comes to heating and cooling. We have to make sure that everything is in specification. And in an honest moment, about 50% of the houses have a ductwork issue or a sized issue as it relates to their heating and cooling, and it's causing things to not be as efficient as they could be.
So a ductwork pressure test, you're testing to see if there's leaks beyond a certain amount, the percentage inside the ductwork, or you're testing for the amount of air that you can move through there efficiently for that furnace?
Yeah, it's more about the amount of air we can move through there efficiently. You know, we typically will do a visual inspection to make sure that there's not a lot of leaking and things that, you know, can be prevented with a little bit of aluminum tape or something like that.
Right,
it's a catastrophic
right.
situation where we need to replace a section of a duct system.
Yeah.
But so now you check that on the return side near the furnace before the filter, and then check it on the supply side, usually in the plenum that's above, in an upflow situation, it's above the air conditioning coil. So you read those pressures with a special tool, and then kind of determine what it is. I was just in a home last week that had a very high return pressure and a very good supply pressure, and it just didn't make sense. And then upon further inspection of the house just had very small returns throughout various parts of this, you know, 2,500 square feet home. And I'm like, this is the problem. We are going to have to find some return somewhere, even if we're not breaking in drywall into the home. Maybe we need to pull some additional return out of the basement, because the basement was a clean, dry basement. It's not gonna, it wouldn't hurt the system, but we have to allow it to breathe better. It can only push out as much air as it can take in, and when it's struggling that much, it's affecting, you know, how comfortable the house is above.
So there's quite a bit to an HVA system, as opposed to just throwing in an AC and a heater and calling it done. So are you guys the only ones in the valley that do the pressure testing?
Huh. Well, I'm the only home comfort designer that goes into a house on a sales appointment, and I take that and record it. We've never seen another company do that, and we've asked. That's one of the questions. I'm like, you know, when you had another company out, did they take the time to do this? And a lot of times the answer is no. Most times when you install a system, the technician that does the installation, they will actually then test it after the fact and kind of hone that motor in that has 9 different speeds usually to make it work at its kind of optimal pressure. But if that's, you know, that's kind of doing it in reverse, you should check it before you put a new system in. Because what if we put a $10,000 system in that is actually the right size for the home, but we still have a problem?
Fantastic. And airserve.com/Terra-Hote, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
And how does somebody, if they need your services, how do they get a hold of you by phone?
Yeah, the best way is local number is 812-286-2473. You can always Google AirServe Terra-Hote, and it's going to come up there. You know, that's kind of the dirty thing with Google is a lot of times when people Google you and click that, you know, if you're paying for LSAs or pay-per-click, sometimes it's like, you know, people are so reliant on the internet anymore, nobody
right.
wants to record stuff in their phone, so it's funny.
Right.
You know, now I tell people, hey, you know, go ahead and put our office number on your phone, that way you're not having to look for us. You know, we're always going to be at the top, we're AirServe, you don't have too many A's above that.
Right. And that is, it is a national franchise, but there is a local owner.
Yeah. So, you know, there's AirServes all over the country, but they're all independently owned. As part of the franchise, we have things that a lot of other businesses don't have. When one of our guys dispatches from the office, you actually as the customer will receive a text message saying your technician, for example, Caleb Seals is on his way. You'll get a picture of Caleb, and that way you know who to expect at your home.
Well, that's good.
So all of our employees, as part of a franchise or national background check, pre-employment drug screen, random drug screen, we want you to be comfortable who's coming to work in your home, because it's a big deal you're inviting somebody in.
Right, right.
All of our guys will take the time to either put shoe covers on, take their shoes off. The installers will put down plastic runners over carpet or hardwoods, depending on what the house has. And we're just trying to leave things better than we have it and really kind of show that we care about.
We care about your customer, for sure. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Jason. Jason Starr, AirServe of Terre Haute. So if you need some HVAC services or just want to get a quote or see, you know, what exactly is going on with your house, give McCauley 812-286-2473. Of course, these will be in the show notes at the end of the show on the HoosierTalk.com podcast page. Thanks for coming in, Jason.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate it.
And on the lighter side of the show, our final question is, what is your favorite movie soundtrack album?
Wow, you're putting me on the spot. So I think it's hard to pick just one.
It is. It changes. It's, for me, it changes all the time. But, yeah, you know, we're in today.
If you ask my daughter,
what'd you watch last night?
Say Sin 2. I watch a lot of basketball, so there's not a lot of soundtracks. But historically speaking, I would think the three that have probably resonated the most with me are the Blues Brothers. The original.
Excellent. Yeah. Don't say 2000.
Yeah. No. Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And Top Gun. The original Top Gun.
Yeah.
So I'm a classic rock guy, so those all kind of resonate with me. But it's fun seeing things through a kid's lens too. The singing isn't that great as far as soundtracks goes. So those are watching my daughter who's now 9. That's been fantastic.
Yeah, I enjoy it when the grandkids come over because I get to watch cartoon movies or Minions or something.
Sure.
And then, you know, if I'm watching it and there's no kids, like, why are you watching this movie? Because it's great.
Yeah, I saw on the Super Bowl new Despicable Me movies coming out. So appreciate the
time. Alrighty. Thanks, Jason.
The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
Thanks for listening. This has been the HoosierTalk.com Small Business Podcast. If you have a small business or are an entrepreneur in Indiana and want to be on the show, just send an email to Wayne@HoosierTalk.com, jump on our social pages, or go to HoosierTalk.com.